Good morning. Turn you up. There you go. Good morning. It's all one word. It's 3 minutes to 11 on Friday the 20th of February. I really feel as though I should be doing something a lot more productive today. Kind of stressing me out that I'm not. We had a bit of bad news yesterday. Our car, Ford Galaxy, decided to wait. Good girl. Decided to burn through the alternator coupling to a prop shaft. So we went to a community farm, a free community farm, which is actually quite a nice place. There's not a lot there, but they have events on, generally music events during the year. We went to one last year. And it was such a dreich day. Oh, it was wet and cold. Mind you, I mean, we were all in pretty high spirits, to be honest. So we, after, you know, looking in the porter cabin of a farm shop, we got in the car, started it, reversed out of space. Smoke started billowing from the engine bay. Everybody out. And it was coming from the area of the alternator I could see. Called the RAC out. He duly came and said, and after... He was with us quite quickly, actually, within about 20 minutes. The RSC man, Jock, the most un-Jock Wiltshire man, the strongest Wiltshire accent I've heard. Beautiful, that, isn't it? Birds singing. No, they stopped because I'm here. So he says, yeah, it's a rubber coupling that turns charges the alternator. That's stopped turning like it should have done, and with friction, it burnt it, and that was what the smoke was. Okay, so he rang around a few garages for the part. And the part is going to cost £260. Brilliant. Molly, come here. £260 plus two or three or four. Molly, no, we're not going in there. Wait. 2 or 3 or 4 hours labour. So, my estimation that it's going to be about £500. Wait, sit. Good girl. Right, straight across. Good girl. Yeah, my estimation is going to be about £500. So, brilliant. Just when you think you're on the up and up, as far as money's concerned, not the case. I was listening to Bernie Goldbach before, and God, isn't it? I think everybody's under a lot of pressure and stress because of money. Everything's getting cut back and back and back. Nothing's getting cheaper. Food is becoming more expensive. Cost of living's going up. It's not a real happy time, is it? You can't really enjoy yourself as much as you would like to. I mean, I think I'm quite lucky. I think I've got quite a well-paid job. There's a lot asked of me, of course. If I was self-employed, you know, I would understand the, I would understand that ethos or ethic of, if you don't work, you don't get paid. So, it's a good driving thing, that, isn't it? If you don't work, you ain't getting any money. The more you work, the more money you get. Is that a capitalist thing? I think, well, yes, I think it is a capitalist statement, but a lot of people don't want to, you know, a lot of people don't want hundreds of thousands of pounds every year. A lot of people don't want that. It, you know, that's easy for me to say, but a lot of people just want to be happy. And I'd quite literally, having heard some stories on, I think, Radio 4 late last year about these people who were happier. And actually, I'd seen a television programme, you know, leaving their, you know, 500 grand a year job in London, but working like 80 hours a week to go and live in the countryside where they don't even, you know, the gas is on a gas bottle. Not that that's a bad thing. When I lived in Cyprus, gas was on a gas bottle. But when I was in Wales the other day, a majority of houses that we saw had big 47 kilogram bottles outside the house. But quality of life was much better, you know. No pressures or stresses. Or people working simple but meaningful jobs that may even contribute to the community. And I'd love that, I think. I'd love to strip it all back so that... come on. I'd love to strip it all back so that we weren't working for the man. I hate the man. I think, you know, it would be, I've always talked about winning the lottery and what to spend it on. But, you know, the one they say money can't buy happiness. It would buy me a kind of mental freedom. I would be happy. Money would make me happy in that way. Not because of the things I could buy, but because of the people I'm not beholden to. And that's what would make me happy, with having lots of money. But equally so, and to be quite truthful, and I really mean this, if I had my own place that was paid for, even if it was a flipping static caravan, and, you know, to work, but I had time for my children, and my wife, then I'd be happy. And to do a job that I didn't really need to, how can I put this? To do a job that I didn't really need to use my brain. I know that sounds really pathetic, but something quite simple. I don't know. You know? I get a bit stressed because I don't understand why people don't understand the simple things. It gets to me. It's like an OCD. You know? Things like, simple things like people parking in disabled bays. Now, I'm not going to go off topic and talk about disabled bays, but the subject is, the same, that people, you know, not putting the rubbish in the bin, people you know, swearing when there are children around. People, like my wife pointed out to me this morning on a local Facebook page, a woman wants to, a woman will want to come to your house to mind your children. She's not qualified yet, but if you want her to be qualified, then you can pay for her to be qualified. I'm not joking. I took a photograph of the a screenshot. This is the type of thing that angers me. Let's have a look to see if it's gone into the photo stream. Yes, it has. Let me deposit this bag of dog mess. There's another one. Pick up your dog's shicer and put it in the bin. Don't decorate a tree with a bag of dog poo, like we're getting around here more and more. Okay, so this person has posted this on a Facebook page. Hi everyone, I thought I would let you know I have a full or part-time vacancy for childcare available. I would need to do it in your own home due to not being Ofsted registered. Ofsted not spelt correctly. But willing to do so if the family will fund it. My qualifications are NVQ Level 1 and Level 2 in Children's and Young People's Workforce, and I also have a little boy who is 4 years old. I'm willing to undergo any training that you might feel you would like me to do. I also do cover work at the Hague Nursery in Bulford, which I enjoy lots. Feel free to inbox me with any questions. Thank you. Isn't that horrendous? As far as I'm concerned. Now, the funny thing is, as my wife pointed out, she's not breaking the law. It's, you only have to be Ofsted registered if you're minding in your own place, whether it's your house or a, you know, like a building or a space that you use to mind children. And let me tell you this. You know, my wife has educated herself non-stop. She's got tens and tens of courses under her belt. You know, little courses that she does online or the courses that she'll go away and do on a Saturday, in order to build her profile. Now, like I keep talking to her, like I keep mentioning to her, the people round here generally don't give a monkey's nut. They don't care. I say this in the context of how people don't care in general, not specifically about the childminding thing. Oh, for the love of God. Every time I come onto this field, that bloke's there with his big white flipping Alsatian thing that he has to keep muzzled. For the love of God. Every time I come... It's a... What time is it? It's freaking 11:10 on a Friday. Flipping heck. Anyway, I'm going to... Molly, come here, drop it. Yeah, drop it. Oh, it's a stick. Okay, you can have it. Good girl. Dog poo on this field. And, you know, whilst I'm not on the subject of whinging, this is an observation. I've got a couple of friends who are police officers in the Met in London. And they... Where's that fella gone with his dog? Up there. And, they're always talking about how it's not a really good place to be, you know, as in work-wise. So, and brought on the subject of police when I was away in Wales last weekend. We saw more police officers in two days. In fact, including Friday night, okay, 2.5 days, right? We saw more police officers in 2.5 days in Wales than I have seen in just over 3 years of living here. No joke. No joke. People don't like the police. It's because they don't like rules. That's what it's about. And they're always pushing and pushing and pushing. The police can do this, the police can't do that. Oh, God. But it's not the public service. It's people's perception of how they should live is what I'm trying to talk about. You know, people just don't care anymore, you know? In this country, everywhere you go, when I lived in Cyprus, it was a different mentality. Quite a lot of the police are corrupt. I mean, even on a small scale. But it's all about money with the Cypriot police, as in the Greek Republic of Cyprus police. It's all about money to them. So, but if you know the copper, or if you know the copper's dad, then he's going to let you off. And that, to me, is a level of corruption. Never mind. Trying to help a young lad out, chase his mates who are on bikes. No. Molly picking up all the leaves now. Molly, what have you got in your mouth? Molly, is that a dead bird? Molly, what have you got in your mouth? Oh, God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 soggy leaves and a stick. But then you go to Germany and everything's efficient. Everything's efficient. Everything's clean. Everybody knows the rules. Of course, there are a lot of criminals in Germany, but when I lived there, I enjoyed the fact that there were systems for everything. There were systems for road use. There were systems for how you kind of lived your week, basically. Is this a bad thing sometimes? Yes. I remember saying to my wife when we lived in Germany that everything was too strict, you know, and people lived their lives too strictly for Westerners. So an example of that is Sundays. Sunday is a day of rest. So on a Sunday, you go for a walk, or you go langlaufen, or you go riding your bike. When you come back, you maybe clean. Saturday is a good day for cleaning. Don't hang your washing out. That's a law on a week. Sunday, on a Sunday, can't hang your washing out on a Sunday. You can't wash your car in the street. You can't tinker with the engine of your car in the street unless it's basic vehicle maintenance, like topping up windscreen washers. Maybe very basically changing a headlight bulb. That's probably the extent. So there were a lot of inconveniences, but the reason for that is because they had systems in place to ensure that everything was kept right and everything was safe, kind of, especially the Sunday thing, which I found bizarre. It was a little bit of forced relaxation. I'm not saying this is a bad thing, by the way. I'm not passing judgment. I'm not at all, because if you see the reason behind it, it's a very clever thing and it's a very worthwhile thing to have. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I don't think the people were as friendly, I must admit. And I know I've got German people listening to this. But that's a cultural thing. Don't get me wrong. No, on a whole, I don't think Germans were as friendly. I do say this to my mother-in-law. She kind of tries to defend a country, and quite rightly so. But that, I mean, that's just her. She's very, you know, that way inclined. It's not because of her. It's not because she is German. But don't get me wrong. Not. What the hell? Lane. I'm not saying all Germans are unfriendly. I'm just saying that I just didn't find it as a friendly place as maybe my home county is. So I'm quite biased in that respect. Come on, Mal, this way. Come on. So I think, nonetheless, I really enjoyed living in Germany. It was, I liked the structure of everything, I think. Sometimes it was a little bit much, but people cared. People cared, you know. People cared about the surroundings. They cared about how they lived their lives. And to be honest, you know, I think, you know, Germany's the richest country in Europe. Yes, 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 yes. Is it? Yes. And for being the richest country in Europe, Germans struggle, you know. Germans struggle, I think, because of the your healthcare insurance, your church. You have to pay. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called. You have to pay your church or denomination, and also have they still got the East German tax? Controversial. I don't want to stick to one thing in particular here. I'm kind of going off topic. I think the whole point of this is that I find that people in this country just don't care anymore, man. They just don't give a monkeys. But I think that's the culture. The culture of our country is changing a lot. When you look at how it's changing over decades, you can see that there's definitely in the last 20 years there's been this huge shift. And do you know, I think it's because of people's perception of what our government is doing. Things like fighting wars. Why, you know, I really do question why our country got involved in the whole Iraq thing, the whole Afghanistan thing. Okay, are we tied at the hip to the USA? Yes. But, you know, and all of these conspiracy theories are running through my mind about, you know, is it the reason why we're doing this to keep our flag flying, to say we're a tiny, tiny country, but we're really bloody strong. And we're quite financially, well, we're not, but we're, you know, the pound is stronger than a hell of a lot of currencies. So that goes for something. And yet, all of this going on, I am but a grain of sand on the beach of existence. What can I do to affect anything? Not a great deal. I think I need to do. Do you know what? It's because there's no blue sky. I feel a great urge to do something great, but I just haven't got the time. Have you eaten your stick? Should we go this way? Okay, 25 minutes of rambling rubbish. Have a good Friday. Have a good weekend. Don't worry, I'm not. I don't want to say I'll cheer up. I'm quite all right. I think I'm just contemplating things, you know. I'd like another week off work. Right. Yeah. See you, everybody.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.